Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You are joined with Vic, and Jazz is on holidays for the next two holidays. That's what my old manager used to say. She used to say holidays.
That's very Nigerian.
Yeah, well, no, she was Spanish, but she said holiday.
Okay.
Everyone will take the piss like, oh, she says holidays. And you know what it's like? That's just...
Yeah, but some people say Valentine's Day. So
Valentine's.
It's ridiculous.
Oh my days. Jazz is away for 2 weeks. So I know we said, I think we even said it on recording that we would do some recordings, but it didn't happen. So Esther is here to help us. You guys know who Esther is. You know who Esther is, my own royalty.
Thank you for having me. I always love coming on here because I listen to you guys every single week. So when I'm on here, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Co-host of No Shade, and also doing a TDA the day after.
That's right. That is right.
I listen to you guys. I listen to your episodes twice a week. You know,
really.
I listen to it back.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I do that a lot with podcasts lately because I just feel like I don't listen to as much podcasts as before.
Same. I'm having a season of catching up.
Yeah, a season. That's me. And everywhere I'm catching up with. Like Style in the City, you guys, Receipts. Like I've been so behind. When I'm catching up, I'm like, "Bruh, this is so relatable." Like listen, everyone's going through the same thing. Yeah, it's crazy.
Everyone's going through it, and I in a way, not obviously I'm not a witch or anything, but I like that because sometimes I think it's like it's just me, and you know, like when you feel like you're going through life on your own, you're like it just the issues just feel so amplified and so big, but when you realize other people are going through it as well. It's kind of comforting and helps you because I always look at people like for me, like you've got your shit together, life happens, but you get on with it. You're someone who inspires me. Okay, none of that. You do. You absolutely 100%.
Please.
Trust me, you are a woman I admire. I'll tell you that now, okay?
Oh my day.
So, like, when I listen to you, when I listen to like the Receipts, like any platform I listen to, I just think, these are women that I admire and they're going on with life. Like life is happening, but they're getting on with it. And it's inspiring in that regard. That's why I say thank you, you know.
Thank you for No.
Wait,
do you know what it is? I think life is just The other day I was thinking about how someone can see you online. Obviously, you know me. Like, we're actually friends. Me and Esther are boys, guys. Like, I have so much love and adoration for Esther. I think you're so amazing. Honestly.
I think the exact same thing about you. Like, you're my sister. Like,
yeah, honestly, we're actually boys. Like, yeah, no, we're actually friends. Like, aside from this podcast and stuff, like, we actually are. But do you know what's crazy? Obviously, you know me. But, like, I feel like, don't you think it's crazy how we follow people online and we... Let's say they share their trauma, what they're going through, and then they say something like, "Oh, when I did this amazing thing, I set up a business, and we use them as this thing." Like, "Oh, well, she's gone through, I don't know, a sexual assault or something like that," and then trigger warning, and she set up a business. But it's like sometimes, do you know what's so crazy? We don't even know the full picture.
We don't.
Like, we don't know how much they haven't shared with us. Not that they're entitled to share, but sometimes I think about my journey and all the stuff that I haven't even shared online,
and I will never share. I'll never share. Only me and my friends will know. That's it.
Yeah. And some of the stuff I'm like, people would actually take pity on me. Like, this is
no, no, mad. No. Honestly, like, there's so much stuff. Like, okay, not even to sound mad yet, but obviously there are people who go through stuff and they share a little bit here, and then it's like, okay, yeah. But there's some people that go through stuff and they use it for content.
Yeah. But don't you think that's
there's
crazy?
A lot I could use for content.
There's a lot. Do you know what I'm thinking? Because I've been looking at TikTok and I'm like, I really want to get more content on there, but like I'm like, do I just trauma dump? Like, do I literally wake up every day and be like, guys, I'm depressed? I don't want to do that though. I don't want to. My mom always says to me that people like to be around. I'm not saying people shouldn't, you know, express how they feel. That's fine.
Yeah,
but not. It depends. I me personally, I don't really want to connect with people that particularly. Yeah,
I want good vibes.
Yeah, yeah. And my mum always said to me, it was so shallow. I remember when she told me, and I was like, I remember I went through a breakup time ago. I was like my teens. And she said like, I say teens, well, I was 20. And she said, people like to be around.
Teens.
Let's be real. That's my first. That was the first time.
Heartbreaks. They slap, boy. They are something.
I didn't eat. Do you know what's so funny? The heartbreak adrenaline. I run on a run.
Well, sorry?
I went on a run.
Were you just running?
Just running.
Why are you running? What do you think? As in, like, you working out or like.
As in, no, as run? In, like. Yeah, like the day after, shout out to Esther's
platform. Shout out to the day after,
put my headphones in and I just went for a run, like a jog run, like a run.
You know what though?
And foxes were chasing me.
Okay, all right. Did you see that clip of Henry from Kiss? Yeah, and then she's telling Glorilla about foxes in the UK. And she's like, foxes? She's like, yeah, foxes, like we've got them. And she's like, what do you mean, they're just out about? She's like, yeah, they're just on the streets. A fox chase you, Vic. You know, no, I would have seen God. I actually would have died on the line.
Did. Yeah, they actually did. That clip was crazy.
It was more than one.
Yeah, it was more than one. It was Oxbridge. I don't know if we're going for Oxbridge area. I know there's loads, but yeah, that was a crazy night. But my mom said to me during that time, she said, people like to be around people who are pretty, who look nice, and who are happy. And that really stood with that. Those things really stayed with me for a long time because it made me think like people are shallow and like even not even in a very, very bad way, but like,
yeah,
you know, when you want to go out, you've got a meeting or you've got a job interview, you want to look your best to feel your best, to feel pretty or to feel confident or to feel happy.
Yeah.
And it's like, right, like, you know when people say, oh, my mom said this to me and it stayed with me. That's what my mom stayed with me. But that's not what my mom said that stayed with me. It's so crazy. I kind of feel she's right, you know, that people really do. People they want to be around. Yeah.
People do. What did my mom say to me? My first heartbreak that I shared with her, she said, oh, she actually told me something that actually has changed, like, the way I see relationships and stuff. Mm. I think she was just like, it was something like, why do you want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you? And she's like, obviously you're sad and you're upset and stuff. But she was like, when you really deep, what it is that you really want, is that really what you want? And it was weird because I was, life had me by the last thread of my singlet. Mm. And then when I spoke to her and then she told me that, it was like, that's so true. Yeah. And that's actually helped me with so many things. Mm. I just think, when I think about, yes, it's sad. Yes, you missed the person, but I actually want someone who's going to give me the same energy.
Yeah. And sometimes you need to hear that because a lot of the times you'll have friends. And I think we all do it with our friends. We're like, oh, you know, air him and he'll text you back or go back to him. Really, you want to be hearing, he doesn't fuck with you.
He don't, like that man don't like you.
He doesn't like you.
I remember one time a queer shared on the pod. She said how basically her mum was like to her, so you're sitting here, not eating, not doing anything, but he's out there eating fufu and being healthy and you're losing weight. And it's true. Yeah.
Oh my!
Sometimes you actually just need to hear the truth. I think it's obviously your friends and stuff will try and make you feel better and be like, oh, you were too good for him, blah, blah, blah. Do you know what it is, yeah? And they give you the whole karma. Sometimes karma doesn't come in the picture.
It doesn't.
That's a hard truth.
I don't even believe in karma. I said this to my brother the other day. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys who have left me, they've all got nice girlfriends and they're flourishing.
Yeah, definitely. I remember one time, actually, I did have one hard truth friend. And she said to me, oh, yeah, I saw his new missus and yeah, she's pretty. And I was like, you know what? I rate it.
No, because I nearly choked on my tea. Sorry. Don't tell me that. Because what does that do for me? That doesn't help me. Because when you're going through a heartbreak, you think, oh, am I pretty enough? Am I this? Respectfully, I don't want to hear that kind of information. Thank you.
But what does it mean? Like, if the other person's ugly, then you're like, so why couldn't you be with me then?
But you know what is there? It's true. Because so they're telling me she's as tan as you have. I gave you this beauty and you rejected it. Because you know, it's basically some women, it makes them to know that the woman is quote unquote ugly or not as pretty as them. It makes them feel a bit better, like, oh, whatever, then that's a loss. But when you really deep the messaging behind that,
as you did what you were, you wanted to go.
Snatch body and all, he still left you. Not and that's the harsh reality.
Snatch body, damn. Yeah.
What's
the
what celebrity like breakup or like scandal has rocked you the biggest?
Oh, that is a question, boy. What has rocked me? Mm. Maybe Kim and Kanye.
Really?
To be fair, I checked out in the last few years, but I really thought that they were.
I
thought they got each other.
Yeah.
Especially
given the past as well.
I thought they got each other. Like, you know, with relationships, when people break up, when they get together, I never say, oh, I don't know how they're together. I shouldn't think that way because we're not there. We're not there in the rooms.
Yeah.
And yeah, I really thought that they got each other. But that man, I'm sure that the madness that he was doing, because for him to call his mother-in-law Chris Jong-un.
Do you know how rude? You can't come back from that. That's when they should have filed for divorce. There's no way. You can't come back from that. We cannot have a Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving, as the Americans have, and you're sitting across the table from me. You said this about me. And do you know the maddest thing about those tweets? He was under the same roof as Kim.
No, stop.
I think he was even next to her.
Didn't he say something about her sister's niece? He's like, I don't fuck with Stormy.
Stormy don't rock with him either. I don't care about that, man. I can imagine Stormy as being like over the family. Stormy's like, oh, you guys get my nerves. I can imagine Stormy like Blue Ivy.
She's literally my favorite Kardashian. I don't know too much about the Kardashians now. I really checked out, but I used to watch YouTube with Kylie and Stormy, and they were making little biscuits and stuff. And Stormy would drop something, and then he'd be like, "Oh, sorry, mommy." Or she was just she seemed so polite.
That's so cute.
And she just seemed really cute, and like, I don't know. I was like, yeah, she might be my favorite Kardashian.
Stormy's cute. I stopped keeping up with them like time ago. But you know, the breakup that made me think, wow.
Yeah, yeah. What's
anybody
your
can get it was Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it was, yeah, but it just really changed everything in my mind. I said, damn. Beyonce's one didn't shock me. Like, all these, it just, but I think it's because Amber Rose loved Wiz, like, with every fiber in her body. Yeah. Like, the way she talked about him in interviews, like, she would just be so happy. And I remember they'd had their baby, and then he cheated on her on tour, and she'd offered to go on tour with him. As in bring the baby, and he was like, no, you stay at home. And then he cheated with these twins. And I remember, like, she was shocking. And I think, because to be fair, I think back then, obviously, I was shallow because I thought, Amber Rose.
Yeah.
And Wiz Khalifa with your skinny little self like that.
looking like one of those.
Looking like a twig, and you have Amber Rose.
Have you seen the Ant movie?
Yes.
Like something out there. But when I was younger, I used to always think, you know, people used to always say stuff like, I remember, it was so funny. If Cheryl Cole can get cheated on, what about the rest of us?
Well, yeah, she got cheated on it. But she was, oh my gosh. Do you remember the other day, Fight for This Love? Sis was performing.
I love that song. I can't even lie.
That was
I can't even lie.
And the, what was the other one? Is it the Aliato one? So I think it's like an Italian word. But Cheryl Cole performed for her. Yeah, she's to perform for her.
An Italian word.
I think it was called Aliato or something like that.
It's going to come to me. But do you know what's crazy about her? I remember when I was younger, every guy, black, white, girl, everybody thought she was the buffest woman in the world.
I thought she was buff, you know.
I thought she was pretty. I'm not saying she wasn't, but I just thought, like, I hope I don't sound rude. I just thought she's just kind of like an ordinary white lady. Like,
no, now that I've grown up and my eyes have taken me away from the social socializations of, you know, European beauty being better than black people. Sis is actually the white woman.
Very average, like very pretty, but it was like
not in a rude way, but like, wasn't
the way people used to speak about her. I was like, oh my god, I can't believe this. But I heard even the Beyonce, I can't lie, when I heard that JC cheated, it wasn't that I was shocked, but it was the way I couldn't believe Beyonce told us. That's what shocked me. Because we all found out at the same time. Because because that was streaming, and we all found out at the same time. And I remember Twitter, everyone tweeting like Jay-Z cheated. And I remember I always said this on the podcast. I really thought that Beyonce left him for good, and it was gonna start the revolution.
As mad as it sounds, if Beyonce actually left Jay-Z, hella women leaving the man.
Yeah. Oh,
I know.
Even aunties too.
Finally, some of them can break free, because
oh my god,
that's another conversation for another day. But no, like, she's so revolutionary for women, yeah. Because I remember even around that time, like, men, I remember, like, men doing stuff like buying their girls flowers and, like,
wow.
Because a lot of women were like, oh, Beyonce said, what was that song? Oh, that, Don't Hate Yourself.
Who the fuck do you
think I am? Mm-hmm. You ain't married to... Hella Instagram captions. Like, I feel like there was a spirit of confidence that really poured into the women. And a lot of guys were like, because even then, I feel like even though she said it, there was still an element of like, nah, she didn't. There's no way he did. And then when he then released 444, people were like, damn, you really did cheat.
Embarrassing. But also, it makes me think, so did the two of you come together and be like, okay, so this is how we're going to release it to the world? I take this part of the story. And then we leave them to add their own clues.
Yeah, we know Beyonce never give us everything. Mm. I think I remember actually seeing an interview, and I think he said something about like it was her pain, and he wasn't gonna, like it was her pain to share. If she wanted to share, he was just gonna allow it because he caused her that pain, and he had to just accept everything that came with that.
Mm.
I think I remember that set up, but imagine like I can't imagine like someone's partner cheating on them. And then we work through, do therapy, everything. And then 2 years later, you come with an album to use me as content.
Content. Mate. But didn't he do it? That was one of her best. Didn't he do... Wait, do I think Lemonade is one of her best?
I think Beyonce.
I think it's up there. I'm going to have to go through the track list again.
I think the Beyonce album, because that was when... Because that was first... For me, yeah, that was the first time I've actually saw Beyonce in like a sexual... Like, I'm a hot babe. I'm a sexy woman. That was for me was more revolutionary.
Beyonce.
Well, I'm gonna listen to Lemonade again when I go to gym because Lemonade was actually that was.
Do you know what song on Lemonade? I don't think there's a few songs I don't like, maybe one or two.
Yeah.
But literally, let me go through it. All Night Long, All Night. I think it's called actually has really grown on me. Really, really, really.
Yeah, that one I didn't really like it for the longest time, but
really, I love it. Pray You Catch Me, Hold Up, like it. Don't Hurt Yourself.
Hold Up is my tune.
6 inch.
Oh, Sorry is good.
6 inch.
That had to grow on me as well, but it's more of a sexy.
Yeah. Okay, this is the song I hate. Forward. Forward.
Oh, I skip that. I skip that. It's giving church. It's giving like. It's giving. You know when you watch the slavery movies, yeah. And there's like that sound that comes from above like a tannoy.
No.
That's what that gives me. It's like it's giving. Maya Angelou.
Yes.
Open the door, close the door.
You know she loves that though. She loves Maya Angelou.
She loves it. She loves it.
Dangerously in Love.
Sorry, I can only think of... Love that's not on...
I don't think that's on there. Sorry.
Do you remember that TikTok, that Vine with the baby?
What is... What's...
And that girl was singing the song and she was screaming in the baby's face.
No, I thought... Oh, yeah.
Every time I hear that song, I can't take it seriously anymore. But that girl ruined it for me.
Someone said, that's how Ariana Grande is going to meet greet Nicki Minaj's baby. Oh, okay. Is it Dangerous in Love? Or is it Dangerous in Love? Dangerous.
Isn't Dangerous in Love the one with Sean Paul?
Sean Paul, Baby. That's Baby Boy.
Oh, yes.
That's a good song. That's a good ass video.
That's...
She looked the look she gave in that music video, Naughty Girl. Oh, that's definitely one of my favorite songs. Aside from Beyonce, like in general, that's one of my favorite songs. Me, Myself, and I.
I love that.
That's a very, very good song.
That's a good song. Oh, do you know my favorite Beyonce song ever?
Mm.
Best Thing I Never Had.
See, I don't listen to it that much because of how much I value it.
You want to enter the song?
I love it. It's such a good song.
I
remember when it first came out and I was crying. I've never experienced love at the time.
Okay, let's talk about that because there's so many. So basically, I'm coming in the phase where I'm discovering the true lyrics, meaning behind songs. I even told Jazz about one at Milk and Honey.
Mm.
I think it was True Player for... No, what song? It's an Usher song.
Usher.
And true basically...
For Real. Ask My Nigga For Real.
Don't Wait Up. There's what song? Usher song.
I remember you saying this. Yeah,
I didn't know he was basically saying, "Girl, I've moved on. You should too."
Wait, you don't have to call.
Yes,
it's okay, girl.
I thought he was saying like, "You don't have to call me. Like, I know when you want me."
But what's he saying?
He's saying you don't have to call. Like, it's okay. I'ma be all right tonight. Don't disturb me. I'm being a playboy.
Wait. So what did you think he was saying?
I thought you were saying you don't even have to let me know when to call you. Like, you don't have to call.
That's what I thought. Okay, I'm gonna be
your ride tonight. Like, don't be, so in my mind.
Yeah, don't stress about me. Like, yes. Yeah, like, I've got you.
Yes.
So and I can't even believe I even thought this version, because obviously he's trying to say you don't have to call, as in like, I don't need you. Like, do you know, yeah, you know the girls that are building my line?
Exactly. I didn't know that. I thought, like, in my mind, the video was, I've never watched the video, but in my mind, the video is she's in a club and he's like, you don't have to call. Like, babe, I'm already outside. I'm ready to pick you up. But it's because I thought he was saying, I'm going to be your ride tonight.
That's what I thought.
I'm going to be all right.
That's what, girl. Esther, same. I thought he's like, I'm going to be your ride, as in car ride, Uber.
I was like, oh, this is a romantic. This is a romantic song.
Because in the song, he says something like, situations will arise.
Yeah.
And he said something.
Trials and tribulations.
What's it when he said? He said, girl, your face is saying why? Tears in your eyes. Should have been smart about it. Literally, he's dragging her.
I thought it was a romantic song. Should have
cherished me. Listening to your friends. Now it's the end.
Wow.
Yeah. And we were thinking that he was doing Sweet Boy. He's going to pick up his
face. I thought it was a romantic song. I said, oh, this is so beautiful.
But do you know when I should have known? When he said, don't leave your girl around me.
Yes.
True player for real. Ask your nigga for real. Ask my nigga for real. And he's talking about for real, as in the producer. As in, I'm happy. I thought he was saying,
for real.
That's exactly the same.
Maybe it's the American accent, because do you know what it's like when every time I listen to it again, I'm like, you're lying.
I can't believe it either.
There's even a Whitney Houston song I heard the other day when I was at the gym. I had to pause. Actually, no, I was listening to Receipts, and then they were like, oh, that's such a pick me song.
What song?
It was hold on, let me find it. Because I said, I know you lying.
Okay, I am by Beyonce. If I were a boy, Halo, disappear, broken hearted girl. Okay, this is my least favorite album. Is my least favorite album from her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I am. If it's got Single Ladies on it, least favorite.
Oh, I hate Single Ladies, you know.
Do you know, I like it, but it's not a song you'd ever catch me listening to on a day-to-day. I think that's got what you're one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah, that's got like Love on Top.
Yeah,
that was a good
one. I think that's one of my favorites because it's got I Care. And End of Time. Oh, my day.
That was a good time. Oh yeah, okay, the Whitney Houston song is okay, go on. Saving All My Love For You.
Saving all my love for
what, you. What, side chick? He had another woman. So she's saying that Whitney got another woman.
When did she say that?
Right, I'll be saving.
When did she say that? When did she say that?
Let me get the lyrics up.
No, because she's saving it for him.
No, because he's got another woman. We said, don't worry, keep have fun over there. When you're ready. When you're ready, this love will be here for you.
I'm done.
Look at that. Okay, listen. Oh my gosh, it's even worse.
Go on.
A few stolen moments is all that we share. You've got your family and they need you there. Though I've tried to resist being last on your list.
Wow,
what the other man's going to do? I'm saving all my love for you. She said, it's not very easy living all alone. My friends try and tell me to find a man of my own.
Oh my days. Each
time, I just break down and cry. She said, you used to tell me we'd run away together. Love gives you the right to be free. You said be patient, wait a little longer, but that's just an old fantasy.
Wow, she's doing a lot.
Disgusting. She said no one was gonna love you more.
What lyrics were her listening to then? Do you know? I think it's because I've heard a song. I heard that song played over in a film, and they just played a chorus. And that then you don't know the rules. But oh my god, this is insane.
There's a lot of songs like this, you know. When I look back, I love the elderly girls.
The elderly girls.
They were really dying for it. It's ridiculous.
Okay, Beyonce, title Beyonce.
Oh yeah.
This is actually a lot of people's favorite one. I like this one as well. I like this one. I like Blow. I love Blow.
That's such a dirty song.
No, honestly.
Do you know what
was the shocking moment to me? Years later.
Yeah. Do you know why Clocked was dirty? The first dirty song I clocked Beyonce, I said Beyonce.
What it was ego. Ego. No. Oh wow.
He got a big ego. Talk about his dick.
Wow.
The whole time.
She gave all that PR for what's his name? Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Incredible. Mine was
Partition. Oh, I love that song. Do you remember the video?
Yes.
Where she's on the chair, and she does that flip.
I loved it. And
that's such a sex. I was like, I want to do that.
Me too.
Made me want to have a chaise lounge, in my marital room. I could be doing backflips.
I'm done. No, even that song, Mine with Drake, one of my favorites. EXO, this probably might be one of my favorite Beyonce albums.
Oh my gosh, I've got a funny story about EXO, yeah. So, for the longest time, yeah, my social media name was Love S Like EXO. And that was because obviously, like, Beyonce's like, Love Me Like EXO. So, Love S, as in me, EXO. Okay. But then one day, my mom was like, oh, what's your email address? So I told her, she said, why is it EXO? I said, oh, because Beyonce sings that. She said, you realize that EXO is like liquor and drugs.
Eh? Not even hugs and kisses.
not even hugs and kisses. I said, well, I've committed to a Gmail account.
You love
so...
me like drugs and alcohol. Wow.
Yep. Because she'd be high on the love.
Wow.
I think drunk realize that people it. Are singing. Yes. Even that song is nasty.
And it's Pick Me Again. Sorry, Queen Bee.
Before the beehive come,
no, that's how they came but for Jasmine, because Jasmine tweeted that Beyonce was she said Beyonce looks dumb in this video.
Oh my god, they would have finished that.
Yeah, it did.
And it's like, I actually believe, like, I'm sorry, but respectfully, I just think there's something in that, there's a spirit amongst that community, because they literally, it's like you see how bees like assemble. They actually, it's ridiculous.
I have a friend
think is the worst
standing group.
Yeah. I think it's a bomb.
Nicki Minaj just went, yeah.
And I was part of them. I had to retire.
Whoa, really? Would you? So how deep? Really?
No, I used to get in arguments with people.
Swear.
With Nicki Minaj. Yes. Ask a queer.
Did you find them online or was it just random people?
About what?
Was it random people? You searching people who were hating on Nicki
Minaj? No, it's like when they came in on your timeline.
In your life.
In my life.
So be happy.
That mean you would have had big arguments about Nicki, you know?
Wow.
I remember one of the most stupid arguments I ever had was that her bum was real.
No, stop this, please.
I died on the line. I said it's real.
Stop. Because I've seen scissors fans are doing the same. Obviously, we don't know what's real or not, but it looks, you know.
Someone said good morning to scissors BBL.
Was it?
Someone said good morning to scissors BBL.
Her fans were like, guys, it's real. You know, this is how she looked last year. And I was like, these pictures that you supplied us do not look the same. Like,
that was me at one point.
No. No.
Oh my. But I've officially retired. Like, I've unfollowed her on socials as well. Like, I can't condone her behavior. I'm sorry. I'm growing as a woman.
Yeah.
And she's just giving me heavy.
I can't even catch up with all what she's doing. But I think she wants, do you know what she wants? Fan love. She wants fan love. She actually wants people to be like, Nicki Minaj.
I can't believe
that. On the reals though, Nicki has revolutionized the rap game for the girlies.
And revolutionized
the rap game in general. Like her and Drake. I know people don't want to hear this because they don't rate them. Like because people are popular, people don't want to hear it. But they really have made rap into a pop thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Nicki was doing Anaconda and all those songs?
Yeah,
Super Bass.
That people was really dance.
I love that song.
And remember the two little girls? They've grown up so much now.
Oh,
they were on
Ellen.
Do you remember? Yeah.
Nicki's always keeping contact with them, you know?
Yeah.
See it on TikTok. Really cute. It's cute. But you see how she did all those things? That's how all these girlies are able to do, like, Doja Cat. That's how you're able to... But Doja Cat does give Nicki credit. She does it on her songs, does it in the interviews, but it's not every interview that I do and that I need to go, Madame, Nicki, Mommy, Nicki,
you know
Mommy,
Nicki,
Nicki, Mommy, Nicki, it's okay.
Yeah. Do you know I think it is with Nicki? I think that... Because you know what's mad, actually, is that every young rapper that's come out has given her flowers. I just think that she gets jealous.
Yes.
Because the thing is, because basically, she made a lot of enemies in the... Like in the music,
the older
scene,
ones,
as in like,
as
in like behind the scenes. So there was a time where basically all the DJs in New York, I believe, basically they stopped playing her. They basically radio banned her because she was being rude to them and whatever. So I think with her, it's like because all the girls come out, Cardi, City Girls, everyone has come out and given Nicki her props. But I think that when she sees that they're doing really, really well, there's a spirit of jealousy and envy in her I don't think she really, like, it just comes
it
out.
It comes out. Like, for example, saying, oh, why does Big Latto, why, like, take her song off?
Do you know what it is? Even with that,
that's awful.
The thing is, The thing is, with that, yeah, I feel like she's got a point, yeah. But the thing is, because she's made too many enemies in places she didn't make enemies in over her ego. Do you get what I mean?
Mm.
So even the Big Lato stuff, yeah, it can make sense because she mentioned the time when Drake was put in the rap and he was like, went for Hotline Bling.
But didn't he say himself?
And he was like, no. Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is, Drake said it himself. He's even someone who is proud to be like, yeah, I fucking made pop music. He's cool about it. Like, that's cool. He's not, you know, these rappers where they're like, oh, you see in the UK scene, I think they said to Chipmunk that one of your songs was pop.
And Oopsie Daisy, and he gets really upset.
Yeah.
But it was.
And that's okay because pop music means popular music. Your song entered the pop chart. Go and collect your money.
Hey, I just met you. And it's like play kind of.
But is that not one of the biggest streaming songs in the world?
Exactly. But you know, I think with her, yeah, like, I think what was so out of pocket with that was the fact that she and Latto had actually spoken behind closed doors.
Yeah. Mm.
And the last conversation they had was really, really bad.
Mm.
So her then quoting her when she's trying to make an argument, though it is valid, seeing that's someone you kind of have beef with, it was just, it's like, don't bring me to your beef. Yeah. Because it's shade, basically.
It's definitely, you're definitely right. I also think that unless the person said it themselves, why am I talking? For example, Drake was the one who said, oh, yo, this is a pop song.
Yeah.
With Big Lato, I don't really know her music too much. I know, what's the song that she done now?
Oh, FNF.
FNF, what was that?
Nigga Free.
Oh, like, okay, you see, that's the one song that I know. And that's the...
I think it's her, because it is... No, is that her, Glorilla? I think that's Glorilla, you know. There's too many girls. I've stopped keeping up after City Girls.
City Girls.
After City Girls.
Okoye reminds me of Young Miami a lot.
Oh, really?
But she's not ditzy like her, though. I don't know. It's like a mannerism they have. It's kind of like, I don't give a fuck. No stress kind of
very
day,
carefree.
Like, yeah, like, yeah. It's like you're getting around, like, it's fine.
Oh no, Big Lato is energy. Oh, do you know what? Another thing that's pretty ridiculous is that,
God.
So basically, Lato asked Nicki to do a remix with her. Okay. Nicki said no, but then Mariah did a remix with Lato.
Perfect.
And that's better, Nicki, as well. Yeah.
Perfect. I love to see Mariah on stage. I love that.
And Mariah, that doesn't seem like Mariah's bag because she's very bougie. Bougie auntie.
Honestly. But
I think she's a hater, man.
The big energy song, yeah, it's popping up on TikTok. Everybody's loving it. But Lato is just, I don't know if she's new in the game, but that is her biggest song right now, without a doubt. It's got 186 million streams. It's without a doubt her biggest song on Spotify. And that's a big, big song. Even for a big artist, it's a big song. So imagine you're now entering the stages where, is it Grammy Awards?
Grammys.
Where the Grammys are noticing you. Now you have your madame who you rate and is saying, actually, scrap that. Are you crazy?
Like, you know, as well,
I've worked so hard and now you're trying to take my accolades.
I was about to say, that's what it is. Because basically, yeah. So with the Grammys, a lot of artists always feel like they're basically just handing out to everybody.
Mm.
Even J. Cole, big up Dreamville. Colwell.
Has he never got one?
But anyways, so basically, no, he hasn't got a Grammy. I think he's got one because he had one with 21 Savage, but he hasn't actually got a Grammy for anything he's done. And then one time he said that he was like, oh, in one of his songs, he said, this year I'm going to go to the Grammys all dapper down and I'm going to watch Ryan Lewis and Macklemore and Iggy Azalea win a Grammy. So basically, a lot of the artists who put in work for years, like Drake, Nicki, J. Cole, Kendrick, all these people, they feel like they've worked for years on the upcoming, and then someone just comes and makes a pop tune, like a silly tune, and they get a Grammy for it. So basically, with the Grammy now, because when I was younger, like, I see Grammys as like, that is the epitome of awards. But because basically they kind of quote unquote handing out to anyone these days. Basically, artists hate on TikTok artists who have blown through and get a Grammy for one song. These times, I've been releasing consistent music and I don't even get a nomination some years. Do you get what I mean?
I don't like it when they shit on TikTok, and I hate it when they shit on TikTok artists, because I feel like the same way Justin Bieber used YouTube to become a thing and Usher found him, it's the same way people are breaking through with TikTok.
Yeah.
And I think there's many ways to see TikTok music. There's a woman called, let me get her name if I get it wrong, Brianna Knight, and she's got a song called Bad Decisions. Let me even play a bit of it.
Oh, she's giving me R&B, babe. Oh, what's her name? Let me type it. Let me put my
Brianna thing. Knight.
Brianna?
Yeah, Brianna. And I found out through TikTok. So I found out through TikTok. And it's crazy because you, the same way you discover music on Spotify, the same way you discover music on YouTube, it's the same way we're discovering music on TikTok. And it's the same way that a lot of artists want to break through. They're using the medium that's really popular right now to make music. Okay, granted, some are making it like, okay, if I add this dance move to it, it may pop off. And we know that behind the scenes, they're paying influencers and stuff to make dance moves with their songs. Like, people are talking about it. For example, Drake. Did he not make that Tootsie Slide for that reason?
That was a flop.
So when I hear people like just shit on the TikTok artists, I'm like, so how did you want them to break through? Or you only wanted yourself to break through, Abby, and nobody else to join?
You know, okay, basically, do you know what the energy gives me? You know, like how with African aunties sometimes, they're upset that we have certain opportunities that they didn't have. And there's like, it's like they want you to struggle. It's giving me that. Because really, truly, like, times have changed. The way you guys would have to do mixtapes. Some kids in today's day, and they don't even know. If I told my sister what a CD player was, I can't even tell her what an iPod was. How much more a CD player? Do you get me? So that was your time. That was what you guys had to do. Like, before that time, people had the boombox, and they had to go and actually submit their CDs to like radio stations physically. Do you get me? So times have evolved in the same way, like you said, the YouTube era. I just feel like it's just giving Agbaya, like, you're upset that the younger guys are like breaking through easier than you did. Why do you want people to struggle so bad? But when I think about it as well, a lot of the older people as well, they shit on the TikTok artists. But then when your song comes out, we can't use it on TikTok because it's not giving. And then they try and make up those silly dance moves. That's the worst, you know. Do you remember when J-Lo tried to do a challenge?
That was so stop. That's the thing.
Beach challenge. I was like, first of all, you're so far removed. We're not on holiday, sis.
Nobody did it. So it wasn't even popping. And for example, I see this is not even shared because I rate the hustle, and I think she's probably one of the islanders. I think has hustled probably the hardest, you know. And Tiggity. I think she had 50. Go on, hun.
Sorry, that everything she wears is her clothes. She makes them.
I'm telling you, the biggest hustler of them all. The biggest hustler of them all. As in, she went in with like 50K followers and now has, I think, maybe like 300K. And now, because she mainly does music, she's been pushing out her music on TikTok and all the other islanders are doing the dance move. I think that their audience is very younger than me. So their audience is probably like 16, 18, 22, 25. So they're probably, I want to believe, I really do, that the 18-year-olds, 25-year-olds are doing Antigone's dance move to her music video.
They gotta be, because we ain't doing it.
Because I ain't seen it on my time, man. So maybe on their time. But that's smart marketing. So people have been like, oh, is she just doing it for TikTok? Yeah, she is, because that's how you meant. How am I supposed to market my shit?
Listen, if I can do something that's gonna blow off TikTok, that's gonna bring me, sorry, because you can actually, like, you can blow that way and actually come and have other careers. Because look at someone like Victor Kunda, his fine self, literally was doing TikTok funny. Now he's doing a model. Now he's doing the carpet. Like, he's chilling with, he's a big boy. Do you know what I mean? So, sorry, but if I'm going to break through on there, I'm going to do what? Because again, it's about doing, like, living with the times. This is the times.
But do you know what's funny?
No one's checking other methods at the moment.
Exactly. And do you know what's funny? Even in like Britney's era and like NSYNC era, people used to say the word, I'm not sure you've heard it, like microwave music. So maybe this is kind of a thing. So they'll say like, oh, you know, these people make kind of, it's usually like artists who are like, they think that they make serious music. So because they're not making pop music, they think they're above people. So they'll be like, oh, these people just make pop music, microwave music that's kind of like cheaply made, you know, they can just on the radio, you know, it goes on the advert, it generates sales, you know, they kind of like manufactured music. And it's like, okay, but oddly, that kind of resonates with a lot of people, this manufactured music that you hate so much.
Do you know what's bad as well is that, like, I would respect that argument if you don't try to follow trends. Someone like J. Cole, for example, he does talk about like the way the new rapper. I remember he's got the best diss track I ever heard, 1985, guys, check it out. It's basically to 6ix9ine, because 6ix9ine tried to cuss him, and he said, first of all, we are not age mates. And like, he basically cussed him, cussed the way he raps, cussed everything about him. He said, anyway, I'll give you a few years, you're going to be in Love and Hip Hop, so whatever, because your relevance is going to die. It's a diss track and a half. But basically, artists like that who can talk about the way, you know, the new kids are rapping now and be like, I don't respect it. I respect it, but it's the ones that cuss it and then try and join. Someone like Nicki, because that big freaky super girl or whatever her song is called.
That is the stuff you're cussing.
And it's a TikTok song. It's not doing what the girls are doing there, because we can tell that you're giving Agbaya. It's not you. This is not you. This is not, it's not flowing out of your mouth like that. Because even, I don't know if you saw her performance at Wireless. So I went on the Cardi's day, because Cardi, Megan Thee Stallion. Oh gosh, what a woman.
I really wish I went now. Did you see SZA as well?
No, I didn't go. No, I didn't. But I saw Megan Thee Stallion, I saw Cardi, Cardi gave us one heck of a performance.
Wow. I didn't even know she gives performances like that.
Nah. So basically, I saw her the last time she came to Wireless. I think that was like 3 years ago. And her performance was good then, but that was her like first big like international festival. So you could tell that there was, it was our vim that carried it, but she was still good because she offed her wig and everything. It was a whole thing. She
Really, I'll never forget. Yeah.
And the girls were fine over the wig. It was crazy. God.
Me but too. The thing is, probably would as well. But I'd tell it, I don't think I could put it on my head. I can't put someone else's wig on my head.
It's a new wig. I'm going to wash it and disinfect it. And it's fine to go. I got my hair just to recustomize the front. Let's go.
Oh, God.
But like when she came back this time, you could tell that she wanted to, obviously she had babies. Like, you could tell she wanted to like give a heck of a show, right? I believe that basically Nicki saw her performance, because Nicki was the last day closing, like the closing act. I feel like Nicki saw her, and I heard from the great brand people that were backstage that apparently Nicki saw her performance and said, guys, let's redo everything that we've planned. Because basically, if you see Nicki, so she was like late. She was very, very late for her performance. And why they said on play is bang, 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 because the park has got to close. But then when you saw her, like you see how like Cardi and Megan, they twerk, they JT and what they do, these things, like she was trying to do it, but it's like, auntie,
was it not working?
A job, it's not, it's not you, like it's not your vibe.
Yeah, you need to,
you're gonna keep up with the girls. You can't.
It's so crazy what, how comparison, even when it comes to celebrity level, can be such a thief.
Yeah,
because
I think
she
that.
Is regarded as like an OG. She really is. The rest of these girls are her sons, realistically.
No, all these bitches really is her sons.
But the way she's moving about it is just, it's now giving, sis, now we're going to disrespect you. Now we're.
And you know what it is? And I think it's what you said, because, you know, I think people say stuff, which is what's weird, because, you know, the media says stuff, they make up stories, they do all these things. But I think where Nicki goes wrong every time is that she pays attention to it. So she can see Cardi, for, because even when that she and Cardi had beef, Cardi was like,
you're right.
Cardi was like, I saw you yesterday and we hugged. But then the next day she was something in the press and be like, oh, that bitch.
But the thing is, you're in the media, you know exactly. You know
they do this thing. Yeah, like, it's just, I think she's very insecure. I think she's got. I think she's gone outside. Not even going out. I think she's already gone outside. I don't want to hear any music from her. I don't want to hear anything else from her. I just think she needs to go away and go to a retreat and do some healing. Because we can't.
Girl, I wanted to ask you, how is doing TDA?
TDA is fun. I'm absolutely enjoying it. I'm loving it. We're building like a community, which is so, so nice. So like the platform is growing, our audience is growing. And then so basically we do it live every day. And we've actually got like people tune in every single day.
Yeah, I tuned in live. I tuned in live twice. Yeah. And when was the time I tuned in live? I can't remember the topic, right? Because I hadn't pushed the bell on the YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Once I pushed the bell, that's when you like, send me the notification.
Okay.
I'm missing out because you, Esther, be like, guys, you need to comment. I'm like, Esther, how can I comment? So then I tuned in live. I was like, oh my God, I'm really watching them talk live. Like, it was crazy. It was really, really crazy. But no, I really, really enjoy it. I don't know how you don't fight the men. Yusuf is so funny. Like, no, I feel like Yusuf is even funnier than he is on Meals After 7.
Yeah, Yusuf is. Yusuf is jokes. Like, sometimes,
how do you deal, because it's too much, like the sarcasm?
Yusuf is so funny to me, because sometimes you're like, I would say something I used to look at him like, you don't just get a slice. Let one, like, let things go once in a while. But Yusuf is hilarious. But yeah, I think that's what I love about the show the most. I think because everyone has come from a different platform, but on TDA you get a different side to everyone on their on their respective platforms. Do you get what I mean? And I just absolutely love it. I think it challenged, and the things we talk about, because we talk about, for anyone who doesn't know, we talk about politics. We give you basically news, every form of news that you need to know about. We talk about politics, we talk about economics, we give you gossip, we give you sports, we give you music, we give you, and then we have like our daily, our topic, which is like where you get to, we have like real life conversation. So we talk about lifestyle, health, like we talk about so much stuff. And I think because obviously with podcasting, you talk about whatever you want to talk about. Do you get me? It's tailored to your interests. But with the show, we've got to deliver the news to people. It's not even a podcast, it's actually a news, a news show. And I think that challenges something in each person, where there's stuff like, even I've learned so much about politics. Like, I didn't really, ironically, I studied politics in uni, but I said, yeah, I don't care about this. But because we talk about politics on the show, I'm like, this is something that really, really affects us. And I've got such an interest. Like, even the other day, Marx was talking about, like I was watching the MP and the Prime Minister, well, this trust is quit now. She was saying this, and then her counter said this, and it's so amazing, like how much doing these things and talking about these things on the show has like opened up our interest. And even like a lot of the listeners, they say it too, where stuff that you wouldn't necessarily pay attention to, you wouldn't necessarily be interested in, it's actually interesting. It's very interesting. It's interesting. To the point, like, even like my timeline now, hella politics news on there.
I'm done.
Doing what it needs to do.
Honestly, it's really insightful listening. Marx is really funny as well. Like, I think Marx said something. Hilarious. He said, yeah, I leave all my electricity, my plugs on, because you got to stay ready.
Yes.
I said, you know what? Yeah, maybe something. Everybody's wallet is different.
No, I always tell Marx, I'm like, your money is different over there. I tell Marx it's going to be upper class one day.
And you know what's so funny? I actually leave one of the switches on, and I say, you got to stay ready, sure.
You got to say, it's ridiculous. See the news, see what Marx is doing. Because I said to him, I said, yeah, but Marx, like, I said, yeah, but with the toaster, you just have to switch on. He's like, yeah, but then I've got to turn it on. Then he's like, then electricity's got to travel all the way to the place. Like, nah, man, someone, if I leave instance. It on. Exactly. He was like, yeah, but he doesn't even want that 1 second charge up. He's like, if I leave it on, but he's
charge up,
hilarious.
You know? How do you have a platform with mainly just men? Because I know Koi is away for a bit. How has it been? Have you wanted to, do you feel like, I need backup? Or do you feel like, it's all right.
It's funny because I think that's one thing Brent thought. Brent was like, I know you. I know that you're fine. You can hold your own. But like, are you sure you're going to be fine with all these men? I think because I see the way people's opinions are. Because okay, one of the things I find most fascinating about human beings is how differently all of our lives are. Like, we can be from that. You and I are both Nigerian. We're both Black. We're both Yoruba. But like, even if we find out like our parents were like friends or whatever, even the way we've been raised has just been different. Like, I find that so interesting about human beings. Like, I love talking to like strangers, because I'm just like, why are you the way you are? What have you experienced in life? Like, what have you learned? So I think because I have that mindset, I'm very interested in the way people think, even if I think it's very stupid sometimes. I'm just interested in it. So I think it's that. But I think there have been moments that I wanted to fight. Like, I wouldn't even tell you guys too much, but not this Friday, not the Friday just gone, the Friday before that.
Guys, go and find the episode.
I wanted to fight. I wanted to fight Iman, because I said, Iman, you're killing me. I literally was so frustrated. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, because you know what it is? I think the times where it's difficult, because typically they are very sensible men.
Yeah.
And they do understand a lot of things. And I think, again, we've been on the show, like, we've had conversations that they would never have had. We've had conversations where they've just seen things from their experiences, and I'm like, actually, for women it's more like this. And honestly, they've learned a lot. Like, I haven't got the guys wearing SPF now.
Good.
I've got them doing pedicures. Like, listen, I'm doing what I need to do in that bathroom. Do you know what I mean? But at the same time, there's moments where, like, there's just certain things men can't understand. And I think in those moments it's like, oh, if a girl was here,
do you know what?
She can help explain it.
Yeah. I need to actually drag Yusuf, because the latest episode,
don't drag him.
He said something like, oh yeah, if I had a missus, or when I'm with a missus, like, talking about gender roles. And he was like, Yeah, of course. Like, I'll clean if she's not out, but if she's at home, yeah, I'd expect her to clean. Or, you know, when I was on the platform, I don't know if he came with his because you know, sometimes he says he's what does he say that he is? he likes to stir people up.
Oh yeah, yeah, he loves to.
So when I went on there, when I went on the Meet Us After Seven, he was like, he was like, oh, so what kind of wife would you be? Would you clean up? And I was like, no, like we would both do it. So I wouldn't come back from work and cook for my man. And I think he was saying to me like, I don't get that. And I was thinking to myself,
yeah, drag him. Because you know what's crazy
and
about
I was like, what?
Yeah, drag him for that. Because he even said how that weekend he spent it with his girlfriend and sis was like, I don't want to cook. And he was like, I cooked for us the whole weekend. So he does deserve that dragging.
Yeah. But that had made me feel like, oh, I don't... Obviously, I know Yusuf more now. And I know that he's kind of like Bren. He's kind of someone who wants to... what's the word? Instigate. Troll.
Yeah.
But that I'm very cautious of what platforms I go on now, because okay. I don't want to. My thing is, I'm not very good at arguing with people.
Yeah.
And this is why, because I know it sounds awful, I'm not interested in anyone changing my mind.
Yeah.
So people can provide all the information, and I'm like, I've already thought this out. So no, I'm not interested in anyone changing my mind. So like, you know when you say something, you're like, oh, I don't like the color blue, and then people are like, oh, but you should try it. No, that's not a good example.
I said
when you say you don't like blue cheese,
so you don't like apples.
Yeah, and then people are like, but you should try it. I have tried it. I don't like it. Oh, but you should try it in cake. I don't want to try it.
And you know, is that's one of my annoying pet peeves. My biggest pet peeves about social media is that you will say you don't like something. Someone say, oh, you haven't got good taste.
Yeah.
Please shut up. Do you know what? Because even the episode that where Jazz was saying how expose everyone's Twitter circles, yeah. I tweeted my circle the other day and I said how basically when it comes to like podcasts, it's just when you said about you're very cautious about what, yeah, you're very selective about what platforms you go on. Since I'm right there with you, I can't anymore because I realized that I don't know what people think of me when they see me. But I don't know why people don't think that I want to. If I come on your pod, I just want to gist and have a good time.
But
I'm not here to fight the fight.
Yeah, I ain't got no podcast out there that's expecting me to fight. I'm not here to fight.
I'm doing gender fights. I'm doing fights on white women. Like, hello. I'm doing relationship fights. Like, respectfully, I actually don't care.
And also, I don't want to go on a platform where they're like, what would you do if your mom was cheating? Do you know what? But these are the things that,
as Jazz would say,
yes, these are the things that make me think. obviously, guys, I'm not going to end the pod or anything like that. But it makes you think, do I even want to be a podcast anymore?
No, did
I? Because I don't care. Like, I don't like. Yeah. Oh, like you see these things online. Like, I saw a conversation the other day. What was it? It was a girl saying how pretty girls have it harder to make friends and stuff like that. And I was like, I don't even want to have an opinion on this. Yeah, I was like, yeah, sit down, please. I was like, I don't want to have an opinion on this. And I don't want to have an opinion on anything.
I don't. Like, honestly, like, sometimes people will be like to me in a queer, oh, talk about this. And I said, there's nothing that'll make me talk about that. I'm going to talk about it. Like, even sometimes with celeb stuff, I'm going to talk about it. I'm not talking about it. Like, I can't express how much I don't care about it. I don't care. I don't respectfully, or even be disrespected, going, I don't care.
Disrespectful. Yeah.
But no, it's true. And I think, so I just see certain stuff, and I'm just like, I don't even want to, because especially with Twitter, like, I don't want to read this.
Yeah. But do you know my thing is? Yeah. My thing is, it's not so much that I don't have an opinion. It's more like, I don't even know what I'd add to this.
Yeah. Because I think you're all dumb.
I don't know if it's me growing up.
I think no, it is. It's your interests changing. The things that stimulate you, the things that you want to take part in. Like, it's like you got a lot of substance, and no shade to anybody, but if the shoe fits, Cinderella's start to lace it up. But like, your interests are changing. The things that, like, you got a lot of substance in your life. So certain conversations are just silly to talk about. Like, I recently went on a pod. Yeah.
Yeah, so true.
I don't want to say what pod. I'll type to you what pod it is. But when I went,
I'm just gonna Google my own old
sis. No, I you sat didn't. There, yeah.
Ow.
When I sat there, I just sat there and I said, like, okay, so basically, someone even watched it. I think someone told my. Oh yeah, someone told my.
So is it out?
Yes, it's been out.
Okay, I'm going to tonight's entertainment. Whilst I watch dinner,
I don't think if you want to watch it, it's gonna anger you. Because even Maxie from Milf and Honey, she watched it and she was like, she sent me voices. She was like, Esther, I was angry. So basically, I sat there in that room that day and I said, and I, Vic, that was when I said, I'm not going to anyone on this podcast. I'm not going on a podcast with my friend.
What did the person ask you?
So basically, the topic was about like relationships. So it was about whether, about being like traditional women and modern women and how traditional women are the better women in society. And it was talking about like how...
What's traditional women in these people's
1950s.
Eyes?
1950s.
Okay.
So if you're a woman...
Does this person have a job?
This is their job.
Wow, I swear the podcast took off like that.
Yeah.
God, when are you gonna do it for us?
Yeah.
You can't do it for them.
Yeah, but it's like it's privileges. So basically the person was talking about they were saying how, I just let you know one of the wildest things they said. They said, for example, so there's a couple, they're married, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're married, they've got children, the man cheats on her, she decides, you know what, this is not something I can do. She decides to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
They said that she broke up the family. Not the man who cheated.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Do you know what? Yeah, these are the people I can't argue with.
Yes. So
I'll be quiet in the room. I'll be quiet.
I sat there and then one of my sister's friends watched it, yeah. And he was like to my friend, he was like to my sister, like, he was like, your sister on there is funny because he even used me as a meme because he said, stop. Said she is there, but I kept looking at the time,
she's
like, and they recorded so late, and I was thinking I need to go home. And I promise you, it was in that I sat there and I said, I'm not going
never
on certain platforms ever again. Lie me, I'm not doing
it. The Yoruba.
I said, these conversations are dumb. These conversations do not add any substance to my life. These conversations are not like doing anything. Like even when we're talking about something here, and I was saying how, still on that topic, and I was like, how basically, I don't think the woman is being selfish for doing that.
And also, sorry, Esther, why are we so obsessed with other people's decisions? If you want to stay in a home where a man is cheating on you bombastically,
and that's fine.
But the maddest thing is, with this 1950s mindset, it doesn't apply to 2020.
It doesn't.
Unfortunately,
it's high.
Yes. Unfortunately, a woman has to work as well. So why on earth, what benefits is she getting?
There was some older woman that was there. I'll be honest with you, please don't watch it because it's not good. I haven't watched it back. I'm never going to watch it back. And there was this older woman that was there. Yeah, she's like to me, oh, the problem is you haven't got kids. So blah, 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 blah. I said, are you married? I said, are you married?
She was like,
what's I going to do anything? I said, stop. Are you married? She's like, no. I said, okay. I said, so you see how you don't want to hear from me because I don't have kids? Until you have a ring on your finger, I don't want to hear from you.
What? I don't know. How did you do that?
Vic, it was that
I think I would have walked off. Yeah, I would have walked off.
I wanted to, but the thing is, because of the way the room setting was, I couldn't leave because I would have had to cross the camera. But I was looking at the time, I said, oh, I got to go. And then it was just irritating. And I'm so big on doing things that actually feed me, things I can grow from, things that bring me peace. That really disrupted my spirit And I just said, I'm never going to put myself through this again. So don't invite me on your portfolio if you want me to be doing gender wars. And the thing is, like, even if I want to talk about relationships and stuff like that, yeah, like, it's with my friends. If I come here and we talk about these things, yeah. You're my friend.
Yeah. And it's also, why what is the obsession? I think these type of women, what is the obsession with you glorifying men?
The thing is,
not even good men.
Dirty.
They'll be glorifying these guys. They'll be glorifying these things. Like, what would you do if your man was on 100K and you were on this? But he's not on 100K. The likelihood is, if we're talking about us being black, the likelihood is we're actually underpaid in many workplaces.
Yeah.
Likelihood is we're not, a lot of us aren't. What's the percentage of people on 150K? I want to believe it's 10-5% in this country. So not all of us are there. So
that's mad.
It's not one of yes. One of you's a lying.
It's not one of yes.
So all this kind of pretend, we're doing it all the time. We need to talk about real conversations.
that's my thing. That's where I'm at in life right now. I want to have real conversations.
Like, for example, the real conversation I want to have is, what's your favorite Beyonce album?
Because you know what it is? You know what it is as well? Like, life is hard. Sometimes I just want to have a good time. I just want to gist.
But do you know what the saddest thing is? I always say to Jasmine, when I do see these things where girls are like, oh, if he's not on 100K, and these girls are young, you know, if he's not on 100K, if he's not wearing designer shoe, I've heard that one. Someone said that to me and Jasmine. Yeah, yeah. If he's not got a German, if he's not got this, I'm not rocking with it. In the reality of the world, and I saw you, Herodi.
Okay.
It was not the reality.
Okay. Because it was some people that even older, like, where was in the young people, those ones, they'll learn the hard way.
Yeah.
Some people who are still even older and they're doing a lot of chattings on
have
the online.
He has to do. But then, is he doing it then?
But then the man you have. Okay. He's what do you call them? The ones that. What is it? Is it homosexuals? The one that don't
no homosexual.
They're moving with you on the first date because he ain't got a crib of his own.
And this is what.
But they be cussing girls online, yeah. Talking about, oh, your man is in this, but your man anyway.
And this is what upsets me, because I really don't want younger girls. I don't want girls in general who are influential to see this and think, oh my days, I need to be getting this, that, and that. And then the thing is, there's nothing wrong. Do you know what? There's nothing wrong with having standards of he has to have 100K. If you know that's the ballpark and you know you can get it, go and get it.
Go forth, yeah.
But the reality is, actually, let me not.
No, let me. Do you know what the reality is? The reality, yeah, is that we've currently got a begging culture, and it makes me sick to my stomach. There is a beggar culture that's going on right now. Mm. And I'm really not here for it. Like, I'm sorry, but you're young. Like, you're actually in uni on student loan, and you're talking about you want the same guy who's on the same student loan with you to take you to the shard.
Yeah.
If you don't have Nando's and close your mouth.
But those girls, I can't even, honestly, if it wasn't for that girl that said, I don't know if you listened to the episode last week with a girl that said, oh, the vacation thing. I understand how these girls can get influential. They see these things online. They think, oh, me too, I want to enjoy. But then when she said, oh, all these old ones have arrived. I was thinking.
Oh, dear.
But the thing is, I don't want. The superficial things is really fucking sad. But it's then to
very
add,
sad.
The thing to add on top is the cheating is the, if he does this, it's because you're not satisfying him. If he does this, it's because every man
so
does
damaging.
If he does this, and then all these girls, that's how you have people in relationships where this guy's fucking nasty to them. Mm-hmm. Really, really nasty. Maybe he doesn't hit, but he does other controlling things, so much nasty
emotional abuse. Yeah,
yes, but he earns 100K, and that, yes, you can brag to your friends, and your friends are probably thinking, oh, yes, don't leave him as 100K.
And this is what's happening, because the focus is on so much what you can get from a person materially, where there's no focus on like the real things, on actual what a person's character is like.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, what's making me even sick, because I'm sure you've had it as well, but like where guys think they can impress you with money.
Yeah.
Big man, you're a piece of shit. I'm not interested. But that's the problem, because a lot of guys now, because they see that, if they see that as a woman, this is what you're interested in, they will treat you like crap. Because they're like, well, you're not going to go anywhere, because this is what you want, isn't it? So a lot of guys are even playing into that, where it's like, I bring money, I buy her gifts, I do this, but they're horrible to them. They're rude, they're disrespectful, they cheat, they do all these horrible things. But for them, they're like, you're not going to leave me, because what you really want is the money. We're damn bad. It's a shame. It really is a shame.
Yeah. Oh, that platform. Oh, let's quickly talk about friendships. I wanted to talk about friendships and what you would describe as a good friend.
I always find talking about friendships so funny. Because I'm so big on like low maintenance friendships.
And I know it sounds horrible. Like, explain to people then what low maintenance friendships mean to you.
So low maintenance friendship is like, we talk when we talk.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that life, there's no pressures of like, so basically, if I don't see you very often, if I don't speak to you very often, that doesn't make me a bad friend. So low maintenance friendship is me, like, you know that I'm there for you whenever you need someone to be there for you. I know, you know, in the same way I know that you're there for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
We meet up when we're able to. Of course, you have to be intentional about meeting up, whatever. Mm-hmm. But we meet up when we're able to. We talk when we can. We celebrate each other's wins. Like, if we don't see each other for months, when we meet up, we carry on from where we left off.
Mm.
I don't like friendships that feel like a chore, a burden to
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. And
do all of your close friends have the same friendship language? Like, are they quite similar in a similar fashion? Like, they feel like they don't have to see you every day and like that.
Thankfully, yes. So I had friends who weren't,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not friends with them anymore. Because
Yeah.
It was draining me. I can't even lie to you. Because I remember I had one of my friends from like back in the day, and I was so basically okay. So when I was younger, I used to live as an extrovert,
mm-hmm.
but I'm an introvert.
I still think you're an extrovert. Do you know what's so crazy? A lot of people that say they're extroverted, a lot of people that say they're introvert, yeah. but I should not be talking for people, anyways.
No, but it's because I give off that.
But do you know what you said that you are that made me laugh. What did you say? You said every concert you sell your ticket. Which is your concert, your ticket seller.
One, I'm an avid ticket seller. One thing about me, I'm gonna sell a ticket. One thing about me, I'm gonna sell the ticket. Because I'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be there. Yes.
Mm-mm.
Buy the ticket on the as the event is leading up, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't wanna go. Like, I don't wanna, like, it's like a I'm just like, oh, like, I don't want to socialize. I can't be bothered.
Mm-mm-mm.
So basically, I've lived so many years. I think I lived up until third year of uni from when I was young as an extrovert.
Wow.
Third year is on uni. But I said, I don't even enjoy this.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy this.
Yeah.
This ain't me.
Mm.
And so I've lived, it's interesting. So when I talk sometimes, it sounds very extreme.
Mm.
But that's because I've been living a life of so many years. And I've had it up to here. Do you get what I mean? So I think, so my friends, thankfully, they do understand that this is how I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because quite honestly, I'll be honest with you, I don't mind if one of my friends says, you know what, you don't cater to me, you don't cater to my love, my friendship love language.
Mm.
As such, I'm going to step away. I don't mind that. I'll be fine with that, because I know you got to have people in your life that you want to have in your life. I'm very, very big on that. So I wouldn't be upset about that. What I'm upset about is you knowing how I am, and then you being in my life and then you tormenting me for being how I am because it's not catering to you.
I've had that before. It was quite difficult, but I think for me it was a learning curve. So I've had a friend, we weren't that close, I can't lie, but they were someone text every day, possibly even try and FaceTime. I'm not a FaceTime person. Everybody knows I'm not a FaceTime. Don't FaceTime me.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, and I'll be there on the phone, but I find it quite annoying because I want to be about and be doing things.
I'm doing stuff. Yeah.
So I'm doing stuff on the phone. To be fair, maybe I'm just not used to it, but doing stuff on the phone, I'm washing the plates and...
Yeah, just clanging. And
yeah, so I'm a voice note, babe. Voice note me all you want.
Oh, yeah, I love voice note.
But and you know, very much like, oh, how are you doing? Asking the same kind of mundane questions every day.
Oh my gosh.
And then I think one time I didn't reply for like a day. And then they said, oh, is everything okay? Like, are we still friends?
Yeah, that is what I can't.
Are you annoyed with me?
Are we still friends?
Yeah. And I took that so personally.
Yeah.
To the point where I was like, I can't be friends with you. But now going to therapy, I've kind of been like, I just need to learn people's styles. But now I'm kind of like, if someone really, really means a lot to me, I will have to adapt. So now I'm kind of adapting. So like, if I have a friend who like goes out more than once a week, I'll try my best to go out with them. If they ask me, try not to say no all the time. Just, this is what I'm doing, Shai. If you look, don't copy me, because don't go and get exhausted on my behalf. But, like, try my best. Like, I feel like the friends I have now are the friends I want to have forever. Like, I'm going to be 30 next year. I'm going to be 29 next week. So the friends I have now are the friends I want to have forever. So,
yeah.
And if it means, I never want to drift away from my friends. Like, if it means that I have to go out a bit more, or like I have to reply to a bit more messages, or it means that I have to reply because they might be thinking, oh, Vic's not replying me, but she's tweeted. Like, I never want, or like my real life friends who tweeted me and I haven't replied to a tweet, because sometimes I do that. I will forget to, like, you reply me about Ekin-Su. And I was thinking in my brain, I was like, let me talk about that on the podcast. But I was like, I should have replied Esther because that's how we're replying someone else with a blue tick on my friends.
But thinking, you know what's mad? So you, I didn't even take offense to that.
But you don't. But yeah, other but people that might. Do. So it's kind of like, but then I'm like, I don't want to be overthinking to the degree of burnout. But like, it has made me think about catering to my friends' love languages.
Yeah.
And I think all of my friends are definitely a bit more extroverted than I say this, but quite a few of my friends have social anxiety.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm, I'm a amuvert, whatever they call it.
Is that in the middle?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But I can see you as like someone who, like, you love your own space and everything.
Yeah, definitely.
When you're out, you're social. That's, that's how I am. Because me, I can live in my... Listen, in my house, yeah, sometimes people don't know, they don't know I'm at home.
I'm done.
Like, I'll come at my mom and be like, mom was like, when did you... I'm like, I've been here since yesterday. So it's like, what do you mean? But like, I think that is such a good point. But I'll be honest with you. To be fair, I do think that with, like, because I'm going to start psychotherapy soon. So I've been doing, like, counselling and stuff. I'm going to start psychotherapy soon. And I think it will help me get to the bottom of it. Because if I'm being honest, yeah, like, I can't be bothered. Like, as mad as it sounds, yeah, I feel like I would, if someone didn't feel like I was catering to their friendship needs, I'd rather just lose a friend. But I think I'm really, there's a lot that I need to get into in my personal life that I'm just like, I'm tired in every sphere.
But so you know what's like, crazy? Yeah. I think I find a lot of my friends or even people I just talk to on regular, they're like, oh, you know, I'm introverted, I'm homebody. No, you aren't. I am. I see you out.
You're just mad. So the last guy I was dating, yeah, he used to banter me because he'd be like, I'm a homebody. He's like, babe, you've been out the past 3 weekends, you're always brunching. But I'm like, yeah, but the thing is, again, these things, I'm not doing it because I'm bored. Like, I'm someone who, I don't experience boredom. I don't. So I can be in my house here. It can, since I'm in my room, I'm in silence. I'm not watching anything. I'm not on my phone. I'm just here laying. Just laying. And I'm not bored. Do you get me? So a lot of things, it's like, it's kind of like obligations. Not in a rude way, but it's someone's birthday.
I get that. Yeah.
It's catching up with somebody. So this is what I'm doing it for. But if I could choose, if people wouldn't take offense to me saying no, then yeah, because there's a time I used to say no all the time. You know when last week you said that you thought that people didn't invite you? No, that was me. I just used to be like no all the time, but I didn't want to go. And I would go, and then do you know what it felt like? Because I think this is where, like, I'm just like, I can't bother, because basically, like, I would want to be on my own, but I would go out, and it felt like I would come back home, and I literally hang up that personality. Gosh.
Oh,
I would literally
gosh.
Take off the cloak of entertainment and then hang it up my wardrobe, ready for the next time to go out. I'm tired.
And sometimes when I do that, the next day I am drained.
I am drained.
I wear a really good mask. I haven't been wearing a good mask of late, because I looked at a picture my friend took of me. I was like, I look depressed. I'm all right. But
is that because you see you though?
And that's why sometimes I'll be like, I'm reluctant to post this, because I'm like, are people going to see the depression or the sadness in my face?
Do you know what's mad?
But people don't know.
For me, it's when I look at a picture of myself and it makes me, and I remember exactly how I was feeling in that. And it's like, especially sometimes it's like a group picture, it's like a video or something. And I'm giggling. I'm like, I see, I feel that hurt I was feeling right there. I know that. I see it in my eyes. So sometimes, because I think a lot of people can't, because I'll be honest with you, there's times where I've literally been in the midst of people and they do not have a clue. Like, even one time, because I talk to Brent about like certain life stuff. I get advice from him and stuff about certain stuff. And there was one time he looked at me, he said, nah, you're different. I was like, what do you mean? He was like, you're built different. He said, you came in here, you did the entire show, and this is what you're dealing with. And he was like, nah.
Yeah.
He's like, you're a different level. So sometimes, I say all of that to say that
people don't know,
because even when you think about it, that's how, like, when someone then comes on Instagram and they have a whole caption about guys, I've been dealing with this and that.
Mm, like, and everyone's shocked. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was really yesterday. True. Yeah, you are the laugh of the party every time we go out.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I think that's why I'm tired of doing that.
And I think maybe we're in a period of tiredness. Everybody just needs to rest.
Let's all rest.
So
I
was talking to someone recently and they said to me, oh my God, I just love your vibe. Like, you know, your vibe is so great. Like, I'm thinking to myself,
which vibe? Because even me, I don't like my vibe.
I'm not going to lie, Esther. I think I love myself. Like, I love being with myself at home. So, and that's why I sometimes... And this is what I was saying last week. I was even sweeping the floor. I was like, do I ever share on the podcast? Probably yes. But when I was sweeping the floor, I was thinking, look at me, house girl. When I was sweeping the floor, I was like, I love being around myself. I love. Like when I'm by myself and I'm dancing, I'm listening to music.
Oh, Vic, I love it.
But sometimes I hate being around people because I feel like I'm, not that I'm inconvenienced, but like I'm dulling the mood or I'm boring or I'm feeling like, I hate that I could potentially make people feel like they can't be themselves. Like they can't be their real selves. Like whatever they want to do, or like maybe they want to do some crazy shit. I'm a conservative.
Okay.
That's how I feel around people sometimes. Yeah.
You're not the fun part. Do you know, I've actually had that favor because there's certain things that I personally like wouldn't do. Like, say for example, I was with people, these are not my friends, but say for example, like I want to do drugs, I'll be like,
exactly. I'll be like, no.
I don't think that's a good idea, guys. So I do.
Or like take a shot from someone's belly button.
Yes.
Why am I doing that?
You know what's mad? Sometimes we just want to take a shot from a glass and I'm like, no, thank you. I'm like, oh, you're being boring, man. I'm like,
but I'm going home.
Exactly. And I've got stuff to do tomorrow. I don't want to be sluggish. Mm. Do you know what I feel that sometimes, but I think what I've had to come to terms with is that, sorry, but this is actually a primary school. You can't pay I don't want to do it.
And also, do you know
what I'm saying? Don't invite me out again.
But I want to be invited out. I do. That's my problem. I actually want to be. But one thing I think I do is I overcompensate. Okay. So I'm overdoing. I'm entertaining y'all. So nobody feels that they can't be. So, but then I'm thinking, you know what we also want? Mental health. Is anybody here depressed?
Everyone is. How about we have a night in? No, you want to go out and to click, click, click. No, let's sit at home and talk about our feelings.
I have to go and cook. I know, I'm so sorry.
This has been so much fun.
This has been so much fun. Honestly, I could honestly talk for long, but thank you, Esther, for joining us. Where can the people find you?
So you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, My Own Royalty. Also, every Monday, No Shade Podcast. And every single day of the week, the day after, we're live every morning. So check us out. That's where you find me, really.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so, so much, Esther.
Thank you for having me. I love this.
No, I love this. This was so great. And we'll definitely get you back on again with Akoya.
We love you guys, we honestly do. We love you, we appreciate you guys. We never went on that brunch we talk about, brunch time. That.
You see,
we're so why tired. Is Siri getting back involved?
Oh, please, Siri. All right, then, Esther, thank you. Take it easy, hon.
And you too, darling.
Bye.